This has been kind of a one-sided show as far as it's all been men talking. No longer. Mary Zimaitis, everybody. Just so you know, this is about you're going to a strip club, right? That was the condition we agreed on.
Yeah, VIPs.
Yeah, awesome.
Speaking of saucy courtesans. This night's been a lot of nerdy guys talking about their dicks. So, if you'll indulge me, this nerdy girl would like to talk about her tits and pussy, so... don't worry, I'll talk about dicks, too. It's cool.
Yay!
So... Zach and I looked into each other's eyes. We were so nervous. We'd been talking about it for weeks, and it was finally happening. He looked into my eyes and said, "Are you ready to do this, Mary?" And I said, "As ready as I'll ever be." He took off his boxer shorts. I unsnapped my bra and took off my panties. And then we walked on stage into an audience of 150 paying theater goers. In the fall of 2010, I was in a play called Leaves of Grass. It was an all-nude production of... it was an interpretation of Walt Whitman's Leaves of Grass. By far the most pretentious thing I've ever been involved with. One of the craziest things I've ever done, and quite potentially the stupidest thing I've ever done. This was a show, this guy Jeremy Bloom, he was a director from New York, and he was in town directing Candide at the Goodman, and on his off hours, he decided to put up this production that he had done in New York, where it was just a bunch of naked people reciting and performing Walt Whitman poetry. And I saw an audition for it, and I was like, well, I'm bored, so I will do this. And I'd also recently lost a bunch of weight, so I was like, yeah, I'm going to show this off. And as some of you may have seen in a previous Nerdalogs story, I used to be really religious, so I feel ya. And essentially, my church kind of said, sex is bad, and if you are a woman, you are the reason why men are tempted into sex, and your body is an instrument of sin. That's the cliff notes of my church-going experience in high school. So being in this nude show was kind of, like, sexuality isn't just about sex. I think it's your body is also a big part of it. So for me, beyond having sex for the first time and all that good stuff, a big part of me of kind of reclaiming my sexuality was being in a play where I had to be fully accepting of my body. And Walt Whitman's poetry is actually all about that. It's all about how beautiful and pure the naked human body is. So let's do this. Enough about the show. Let's talk about me being naked. Some fun things about the show. The director's lingo for getting naked was called getting in costume. Because for him, like, us being with our clothes on was our non-play selves, but taking our clothes off was us getting into character. And there, being in this process, there are a few conclusions that I've made about sex, gender, and body image being in this process. The first thing is it's way more stressful for women to be naked than for men to get naked, in my opinion. Okay, let me explain this. Men and women both worry about size, but men just worry about the size of their dicks. Women, when they get naked, worry about everything else. A woman's genitalia is the last thing she's worried about when she's naked. Like, when we were getting ready to do the show and to get naked on stage, like, every woman, like, we weren't worried about our vaginas. We were worried, like, about breasts, breast size, breast movement, thighs, cellulite, the jiggle factor, like, all of these other things. Whereas all the men, like, the only thing they had to worry about was people seeing their dick. But then once, like, once your dick's out, your dick's out. Like, people find out what your dick looks like pretty fast. But throughout the whole production, like, women were kind of worried about how the rest of their bodies looked. So men, little tip, if you're naked with a woman, tell her she looks nice. Tell her she looks beautiful. It'll really calm her down. The second thing that I learned from being in the show is that old men love being naked. We mostly had, like, young, nubile, 20-something white actors in the show, but there were a few men that were in their 60s and 70s that were in the show, and they didn't give a shit. Like, us young people, we were so nervous about getting naked, and, like, we had... You know, we're in the prime of our bodies. Like, they're never going to look this good again. But we were so nervous about people judging us. And the old men didn't care. Like, we would get... About 10 minutes before showtime is when we were supposed to get into costume. And we would wait till the last possible second to take our clothes off. But the older men... They'd be, like, just hanging out, like, a half hour before the show started. Like, I remember, like, one time I was, like, trying to eat a sandwich, and, like, this dude just, like, came up to me and was like, "So Mary, how was your day?" I'm like, "Oh, my God, no." We called him Anteater because his dick looks like an anteater. And finally, the third lesson that I learned about sex and sexuality from being in the show is taking your clothes off is the hardest part. Being naked on stage is actually pretty easy. It's the whole process is kind of like ripping off a band-aid. It's the anticipation that gives you the most anxiety. But once we were on stage naked, we were so busy having fun that we didn't even notice. And I think that has a lot to do with sex as well. Like, virginity is, like, that first time is hyped up so much. And you spend so much time worrying about it. But really, afterwards, it's just all about having fun. So, Zach and I took our clothes off. We got over that initial hump of anxiety. And we went on stage. Have a great time. Thanks, guys.
Mary, thank you very much for sharing.